Now, what is non-artificial narrow intelligence, otherwise known as ANI, and how do we encounter it in our everyday lives?
Okay, ANI is the sort of AI that we're all getting familiar with these days. So the artificial intelligence that drives self-driving cars, which are in test phases in various places, the sort of artificial intelligence that serves up ads to you on your social media based on scanning lots of your internet interactions, and the sort of AI that can recognize images, identify cats and dogs and cars in photos, and can identify voice and text and make sense of those things. What they're characterized by is that they're really good at doing one thing.
Right. And so artificial general intelligence is an emerging form of AI. What exactly is this and what can it be used for?
So AGI is really the holy grail of artificial intelligence research. It's what technologists have been shooting for since really the 1950s, when people like Alan Turing and others kind of kicked off the computer revolution. And in fact, the Turing test is a test that Alan Turing proposed to see if a machine had human-level intelligence. And the way that the test works is that a person has a conversation with an entity, and if they can't tell if the entity is a computer or a machine, so that is, they can't distinguish the machine from a person, that computer is seen to have passed the Turing test. So the holy grail of all those people and technologists working in that space since has been to create a machine that is as intelligent as a human. And so artificial general intelligence is the term we use these days to distinguish it from those other kinds of more narrow AI that I just described. It's the kind that can think like we can.
Right. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, I know about the Turing test. I always thought that it was so incredible that anything could pass it. It's actually kind of terrifying.
Yeah, they've struggled. There's been a few times where computers have come close. Fairly recently, late last year, Google did a big demonstration where they had people unknown to the person ringing in to make an appointment at a restaurant in one case, ringing to make an appointment with a hairdresser. And the person who responded to them was, in fact, not a human person, but an AI. And those people calling in didn't realize they were not talking to a human. So sort of at the basic level, those machines passed the Turing test. But people who were in the know could pick things about the voice of those machines and the way they responded and say, oh, no, we can tell that that's actually a computer. So an AGI, which I should emphasize, doesn't yet exist. It may never exist, but it may come into being next month. That's not impossible either. It would be something that can, like we can, solve complex problems adaptively in a range of environments.
Right. And what are some of the dangers involved with this new AGI?
Yeah, okay. So if and when it comes about, often we've seen in science fiction the fear that it'll, you know, like in the Terminator scenario, it'll decide that it doesn't like people and set about creating robots to wipe us all out. Most of the experts working in this space don't think that's the most dangerous thing. The most dangerous thing that's being focused on is simply what they call the value alignment problem. And I like to call it the Jaime problem, after the robot Jaime in the 60s spy show Get Smart, where Max Smart, the spy, is the star of the show. He rescues this robot from the evil organization Chaos, and Jaime the robot becomes Max's sidekick and best friend. But he's an AI, he's a machine. And so Max will typically say something like, kill the lights, Jaime. So Jaime draws his pistol and shoots the light. He takes everything literally. So the risk with AIs is that we design them in a way where we don't take all of our values and interests into account in empowering them to make decisions. Because the idea is that they will be empowered to make decisions not just about the main task we set them, but about sub-goals that they can set themselves in order to pursue their main task. And if we're not really careful about, you know, in the Max case saying, switch off the light, Jaime, using that light switch over there. And by the way, don't shoot it with your gun because that could be dangerous. We need to think somehow like that, at least in part, in our design of AGI.
Yeah, there's like this kind of human kind of, I guess, understanding of I guess, the way we say things and demand things and ask for things that I don't think would maybe translate to artificial intelligence that well.
Not yet, and not necessarily, no.
Yeah. Well, how can we control these forms of artificial general intelligence?
So in the last 2 or 3 years, particularly, a lot of effort, energy and resourcing has gone into and is increasingly going into AI control, and in particular controlling the prospect of artificial general intelligence. And so there's organizations, for example, the Future of Life Institute in the US, which is funded primarily by Elon Musk, they call the Center for the Study of Existential Risk, based out of Cambridge Uni in the UK, and that's got lots of great thinkers behind it. And these institutions, as well as many of the tech companies like Google, Facebook, OpenAI, Amazon, all these organizations are pouring resources into identifying what the risks are and taking steps in the design process to control the risks. What we think from our perspective of human factors and ergonomics, and our discipline is concerned with, it's a very broad discipline where we bring a systems thinking approach to any system that's got people and technology in it. And so we think of the whole system. Most of the current research is on controlling the design of the AI itself. But if you think about how we, for example, control the risks of humans causing harm, and take a case like on the road, you or I get into our car, it's not just our driving skills that prevents us from causing harm. There's a whole bunch of other things at different system levels. There are the safety features of the car, there are built infrastructure things in the road that can promote safety, there are, as well as physical barriers, there's signs and red lights. Going beyond that, there's a whole set of laws, and we can be penalised and fined or jailed if we break some of those laws. And finally, there's a set of legislative controls, laws that try to influence what we do. Some of those kinds of controls could apply to an artificial intelligence. Some of them are likely to be irrelevant. So, for example, the laws and regulations that keep us in line at this stage don't seem to be relevant to an AGI. The threat of jail or even termination is not likely to have the same constraining effect on a computer as it is on a human.
Right, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Tony.